Thank you for holding. Is this Robert?
This is Robert.
Hey, Robert. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand you were having a conversation with my representative, Zion. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
Well, no, I know how that stuff works.
Okay. I see you already have some, like, Yelp listings and things like that, and I found a Google business profile for you. Have you ever looked into it in the past?
No, I just, all those things are old and half-assed. I don't really.
Right.
What I was telling you is I'm really an insurance agent and a real estate agent. I offer solar as an additional service, so it's never been my main business. It doesn't mean I don't want more of it. It's just never been something I'm like, hey, I do solar, you know.
Gotcha. So you're just taking the leads and kind of subcontracting it out to people or to other solar companies?
So when I get leads, yes, kind of. So have you ever heard of Power, P-O-W-U-R?
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm a part of their team. And so when I get a lead and I get all their information, someone on my team does the drawing, and then I go in and help do the sale, and then it's someone from our team who is in the construction side takes it from there. Once it's sold, I'm done.
Okay. I hear you. So they do all the contracting and you'll sell them. So you will meet with these people then face to face and actually quote them.
Oh yeah, face to face. Absolutely.
Okay, good. So just set the appointment and run the evaluation and sale. Okay.
Yeah, I do all of that. You know, and even during construction, if they're close enough, I'm going to go show my face. I'm not just going to ditch them, but really once it's sold, they want you on to the next one. And I don't know if the reason I picked Tower, and I don't even know this, you know, this is for, I guess, information, you can take it or leave it, but the thing about Tower is as a real estate agent, I pay 20% to a brokerage, right? And then I can kind of figure out, I can give back percentages based on, you know, what a commission I think is worth. I can do that in Tower. So in Power, I can go in there and I can say, okay, I only want to make 10%, you know, to get the price down if I know I'm competing, or I can be as high as. So I have that wiggle room. You don't have that with other solar companies. The reason it works for me is because if I'm also sold them the house, then of course I'm willing to take a less margin because I just took the commissions from selling them the house. And that's all solar has ever been to me.
Right.
So, but it's a big thing. It's the wave of the future. So, you know, of course, you know, if it grew, I wouldn't mind hiring someone to take over.
Yeah. Well, you're speaking to a Southern California native, so we've worked with Sunrun and all different kinds of people, the Google headquarters.
Oh, yeah, I've worked
down,
with all
down
of them
here.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I've worked with them.
Power doesn't even have, like, this, like, their Google business profile or do any kind of advanced Google advertising, believe it or not. A lot of their stuff is, I don't know how
they want us to pay for their system, and then you'll go deal with it yourself is what they do.
Gotcha. Okay. So yeah, with this, I mean, we'd be listing independently for people who are looking for solar, you know, the guys that are showing there now are like Freedom by Solar. I don't know if you heard of them, or NLG Energy, Solar Energy Company. Yeah, so those are the two that are up there now. We have one spot open for the solar category out here. So, I mean, if you want to put Solar of the Rockies on the first page.
Where is this located at?
I ran this search for Windsor and surrounding areas up to a 35-mile radius.
Up to a 35-mile radius?
Yep.
Good start. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's that cost me?
For this service area, with the new and business credit here, let me go ahead and apply this. And then you don't have a website, or you do?
I do. It's just a GoDaddy thing.
Okay, basic site. GoDaddy,
I created it myself. I think it's pretty good.
Hey, let me check it out. Power.com.
it's just GoDaddy.
Yeah, simple plug and play.
Go
well,
to solarofthe.com.
Oh, okay. I had the link for the Power one. Okay, so Soldier of the Rockies. I mean, if you're comfortable with it being displayed, we could use this. It's just up to you on your comfort level if you want.
I'd use that one more than the Power one because, you know what I don't like about the Power one is, it takes you to a thing where they could put in their information, but it sends it to like territory managers, and I'm always like, that's always kind of made me feel like they could steal it from me.
Yeah.
So,
this one. It'll go to multiple people.
Yeah, this one, you know, I have things on there about how it's good for their home equity. If they want to go solar now, how they can book an appointment with me direct.
No, I like it. I like it. I think this is actually the way to go. I mean, you downplayed it a bit, but now I'm looking at it, and I get what you're saying. It's simple because it's GoDaddy, but it's good. This will do the job, 100%. The major benefit to you in the conversation, though, is the placement. You know, a website is something like I would have given you a website. I just needed to know if we needed to do that or not. Yeah, the more important thing is just making sure that we're showing up here. So, but I think this is good. We don't have to use the Power one. That's just what came over with your business profile. So if we put you on a Platinum package, the Platinum package also has other features in there. It's not just the first page placement on Google. You're on the first page of Bing. It has Facebook or Meta advertising as well, where we'd create a Meta business profile for you guys at Solar of the Rockies, excuse me. And we run ads through that, too. I don't know how often people are searching for solar on Facebook. I'd have to run those numbers by my Meta technician downstairs. But
Utah, Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico. I mean, outside of Florida, these are the number one solar areas in the country.
Right.
Okay. You get 324 days a year done in Colorado. Plus, they're super big hippies. So, I hear you.
I grew up in Huntington Beach, California, so I'm no stranger to hippies.
Yeah, super big hippies. You know, they all want to save the environment that they destroy at the same time. Well, fuck whatever.
Ironically, right? Or they burn it in a pipe or the other.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, so this is for a local listing out here in Colorado. As far as having you in other areas, we would have to do like a Google Ads campaign. What I recommend is that we get you as many bells and whistles as we can for Colorado, maximize your return for that, start getting that going. And then with the money that you're making from that or some of the houses that you're selling, then maybe we can go ahead and run an ad in those other territories as well for you. But since you're here and you're the boots on the ground and you're meeting with these people face to face, I think this would be the ideal starting point and kind of leave that on the table to talk about down the line. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No. Look, I like this too because while I'm in there, I can say, by the way, this helps your insurance. And I'm an insurance agent. Let me see your shit.
Wow.
And then I can sell them insurance too. So
yeah. So you get a whole deal.
So my main job is I work for Country Financial. That's my main job.
Man, you have so many different hats.
Well, no, but I don't. But I don't really. If you think about it, If you think about it, if I'm a real estate agent.
Things. Yeah.
But I don't really like they all.
Intertwine.
It seems like that, but they all really do. They all align. Like those three things. If someone buys a house, well, now I know their insurance is going up. And now I know that they bought a house, so they're probably stressed about making that payment from renting.
Right.
Now I know their insurance is going up because now they have to add home insurance along with their car, so we got to make sure they got the right insurance. A lot of them have first-time home buyers or have kids. So then it's another way is like, hey, you know, we can offset some of these costs by giving you solar, and your bill will go down, and eventually you don't have a bill.
Right.
It's done right.
Yeah, and then you're feeding the grid.
They're not really independent of each other. They really do
all
kind of
hand in hand.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like the car guy that sells you the car and then hands you the warranty afterwards.
Yeah.
I like that shit.
I hear you. Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely, it's a good system, you know. A lot of times guys outsource it, you know. Like, Oh, they'll have like another contractor they call, or they have a buddy they call to kind of send these off to, and you're able to kind of seal the deal.
I used to own a construction business where I did that, and I learned very quickly. The more I used to remodel gas stations, and I didn't care if it was putting the sign on the building, putting the coffee bar in, or the shelving of the beer cooler. I wanted control of all of it. I'll outsource it, but I wanted it all in my name.
Why not? Make your money. You know?
Also, it's deadlines. In those businesses, the concrete guy can screw up. The beer cooler guy can screw up the coffee bar guy. And at the end, the shelving guy's left there, who's supposed to have 2 weeks to do something. He's left with 5 days, and they're not going to give. He's the last guy. They've already given all their fucks away to everybody else.
Yeah.
So.
They make sure,
you know, so you have to be in a position to where, you know, you can say, well, okay, if that's going to delay this, then that's going to delay this, and I need you to know that, versus them okaying it for everybody else, and at the end, you just get screwed.
Yeah.
So by being the real estate agent, the insurance agent, and the solar guy, I can kind of dictate and say, hey, they're moving in on this date, and their insurance goes active this date, so I need this done by this date.
Right.
That's just where it's at.
Yeah, I love that. It's very similar to what we're trying to do for you right now, in the sense of like, the reason I would have offered you the site for free is because like sometimes when we're doing your optimization, Google might say, hey, you need to change this on the site. So instead of me having to relay that to you and then you go in there and do it, if we have access to it, you know, then it's just, hey, let me run that by you, and then we could go in there and fix it too. You know, instead of having that whole circus happen. And it just makes everything a lot more fluid online, because you want all of your listings to match up with what's being submitted with Google. So that's why I'm offering you a bundle.
The Google thing, the only reason I've continued to talk to you is because the Google thing is, the new generation, man, they care about reviews. Normally I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Oh, yeah.
But
100%.
In real estate, and, you know, I don't really have a lot of Google reviews because I've never cared. You know, I don't need to go toot my horn. I got a sphere of influence, but insurance, but this millennial and Gen Z generation, I need to start getting Google reviews. So that's the only reason I'm still on the phone with you listening, dude.
Yeah. So part of our tracking system,
there's
an app that comes in the tracking system. It's downloadable, to your mobile device, and you could plug in the customer's number and it'll send them a live link to your verified Google business profile. We verify the business profile for you too. And then
My business profile? Would you update the business profile?
Yeah, we're going to create it from scratch and then verify it. Mm-hmm. It's the first thing we do.
Well, I'm a poor dude, man. I got 5 kids and a house, and I don't have a lot of money, man. So what's this cost? I'm not saying that, but I'm telling you.
No, I hear you. So I sent you the pricing page. If you scroll down to the bottom of the pricing page.
Did you send it to the Solar of the Rockies
No, I texted it to you just for convenience.
Oh, you did text it to me? Okay. Yeah. Let me, there it is. Local Splash. Click on this link.
Yep.
Look at that.
Quick and easy.
And not to cut you off, because I know I'm going to cut you off in a minute, and you're going to have to try to overcome a bunch of objections. I've gone through all the same GEF. I actually do have to take my car to get its oil changed at 11:30. Okay. So I am going to have to get back to you. But
okay.
I am.
Well, I mean, we could actually get it set up pretty quick. This is like the end of the call, really. if you decide to move forward.
Yeah, that's the part where you're going to want me to give you money, and I don't got any money to give you. So I got to
fork it over. Give me the card. No, we set the client interview for later on, and then, you know. But we got to see if it works, you know. So let me at least run this by you. If not, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
These guys are going down a list of solar guys right now. So we'll just keep looking. But you'll see there's a platinum bundle down at the bottom. That bundle is A to Z for a startup business, okay? What I was thinking I could do, if you wanted to come on board with us today and give us a shot, is I can put you on that platinum package, but I'll put it under new in business credit and then a friends and family plan, almost like I know you personally. I'll get the monthly pricing down to $249, and then I'll waive all setup fees on it just to kind of jumpstart you, get your foot in the door. And then I'll also be able to lock in that rate with the friends and family discount. So it'll stay $249 month to month.
So what would I owe today?
$249. That covers your whole first month.
That's it, $249.
That's it. I'm trying to establish a long-term relationship with you. I feel like if we could get your foot in the door in the next couple of months, take care of this local area, then we could be talking about a lot bigger deal somewhere down the line. So,
I'm good with the 249, but I'm going to give you a card, but I don't want you to run it until the first. I want to start on the first.
Okay. The spot. Well, what I could do, the first one I would have to secure today, but I can push your billing out a week, so that way the next one doesn't hit you until June 1st.
Yeah, hold on for a second.
Okay. Because we got to fill the spot today. That's our end goal. Dang, landscaper. I'm going to put you on mute for a second. I'm going to shut this window.
You there?
Yeah, I was saying, I'm going to put you on mute for a second. I'm going to shut this window. I got a landscaper outside, and it's bugging me.
Oh, no. I was calling the person that has my card. Saying, hey.
Oh.
But they didn't answer. Okay, I'll give you a card to run on the first. I will give you a card you can run today, but I need to get it from Ashley.
Okay, I got you. Give me one second, though, because they got this landscaper outside. I want to close the window.
So I'm the sole owner of Solar of the Rockies, but that's what I was trying to explain to the other guys. We have Mac and Ash LLC, and I am not the sole owner of that, and that's what pays for everything.
I'm sorry. Say that again?
I am the sole owner of Solar of the Rockies.
Right.
But I am not the sole owner of Mac and Ash, which stands for Robert McClendon and Ashley Crispin, who is a dude, by the way, 6'7" ex-cop with a girl's name. So,
that's probably a fun way to grow up.
And with this business, well,
that's funny.
People don't. I can tell you right now, people don't mess with him.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But our bank account, everything is linked. I have a card personally that I would pay for the monthly fees, because the way it works is I just give it $1,000 as if they're the referral fee, but the setup fee will come from him, or the $250 has to be. I just don't really have the $250 as a personal thing to spend on. The my wife will be like, what the fuck are you doing? So,
yeah. No, I gotcha. I'm married too, so I know how that goes.
Yeah.
I pack the lunch, she gets all the cards.
Yeah, well, no, my wife makes like almost $200,000 a year. So I just, whatever the fuck she says goes. So that's
you really
I have a house because of her. I'm allowed to do these things because of her.
Wow.
So I also have these rules because of her.
Right. No, that makes sense.
So this isn't a, hey, I'm going to do it, you're not going to hear from me again. I'm willing to give you a card to start running on the first, but to get it active today, I've got to get that from Ashley.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the main goal is to fill it today, but what I can do is I can take that payment method down, and then I could circle back with you before your client interview, either later today, if that's possible, or you could always communicate with
me. Yeah, he just lives in Utah, and he has other things he does too, so I usually talk to him about 4 o'clock.
Okay, no worries. I mean, you could shoot me a text. I'll send you, it's the same number that I sent you that link on, but I'll send you my direct number and extension. And then once you have it from him, you could just call in. But as of right now, I'll set it up and then I'll list it as a post date. So that way I could take it off the board. And that way they're not calling anybody.
I'm doing it. Before I agree to all this, you say it's $249 a month. Is it
correct?
$249 a month, and then I've got to pay for the Facebook advertising too?
No. So the Facebook
ad spend?
Yeah, the ad spend for Facebook is going to be set at $100.
Okay. But is that part of the $249 a month, or is that
That's part of the $249. That's correct.
See? Now you're talking my language. I started thinking about that. I was like, wait a minute. This dude's going to...
No.
But let's
I'm
say
trying
that,
to
let's
I'm
say
just trying to show and prove, so that way we could talk about bigger stuff down the line, but it's a lot easier to talk about bigger stuff.
I can raise the ad spend. I can raise the ad spend and add territory later, right?
Exactly. So we use this to kind of gauge like what kind of results we get, instead of just throwing $1,000 at the wall to see what sticks. We go, hey, yeah, let's...
Here's the thing. I have a knucklehead for a son, so I'm trying to establish the solar thing. I'm trying to establish really for him to have a job. He's 16, but he's not going to Harvard. He knows he's not going to Harvard. He's not going to Harvard, right? I need to start setting up his future now.
No, I hear you. So, I had to talk my youngest into not throwing sand into his own face this weekend. So I'm kind of dealing with that,
yeah,
too.
Well, that's my 8-year-old. I have 18 down to 8. You know, my wife and I have been together for 20-something years. And you know the kids that are going to be able to handle it on their own.
And you know the ones that
are smart, but
he's strong,
they're not going to college.
That's not what they're doing. Yeah. My oldest is witty. The youngest is just really strong and not very smart. So kind of weird.
I got some middle kids who they're super smart, but you know, he's more into girls than he is to grades. And I get that. I was that guy too, and it'll change one day. Okay. But
yeah,
if I can help bridge that gap, then cool. My parents, they owned a chain of hardware stores, and I had tremendous help from them. And I wouldn't be where I am if not for them. So I want to be able to do that for my kid.
Yeah,
you know, I was a knucklehead too. I don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was a jock. That's how I got to college. I was a football player.
I only cared about the girls and the beard, right? You know.
Yep. Yeah.
I did end up going to college, but that was not my focus.
Yeah. Well, you know, it got my foot in the door, you know, but that wasn't the end all be all. It took me until like about 20 years old before I started actually like using my brain. And not my body.
So, this is something I want to do. I am going to do it.
Well, I'm going to create the account with you now, and I know you're short on time, so let's get this set up.
You're about to talk to me while I'm driving. So,
okay.
So
what's your last name? Over.
McClendon, McClendon.
Okay, and your business email address?
My business email address is robert.mcclendon@macandashllc.com.
And traditional spelling, right? Just M-A-C-A-N-D-A-S-H?
Nope. It's M-A-C-N-A-S-H-L-L-C.com.
Got it.
Like Mac and Cheese, but Mac and Ash.
Gotcha.
Believe it or not, the other one was already taken by some fucking company in Italy or some shit like that.
I believe it. That sounds about right. I miss Italy. It's a beautiful place.
I've never been there. I'd like to go there one day.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I've been to several countries, but Italy is not one.
Yeah, me. Well, I've been to quite a few, but at the time when I was younger, my first long relationship was an Italian woman. She always wanted to go there, so she kind of talked me into it. And I don't regret it. It was a nice trip. I think she got mad I didn't propose out there, and I think that kind of started the downfall after the trip. I think she expected me to be on a gondola on my knee, and I was like, no.
If I could tell you to do one, I loved Carousel, which is a Caribbean island owned by the Netherlands. And dope.
Yeah, I know. I only know them from their Little League baseball teams. That's the only time I ever heard of Curacao, but I have seen pictures. Sounds beautiful.
Hey, Janelle, where's your debit card? Yeah.
You had it last.
I had it last? Yeah. Is it still in my wallet? Oh, it's over here. I'm trying to get out of here.
You think she'll give you the go-ahead to do this?
No, she works nights. She's sleeping. She's
Okay.
I'm hungry. Well, I'm at the oil place. Can I get some food? Hold on.
No worries.
All right.
No problem. So I'm with you. Google's going to send a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. What's the street address that I could... Okay. Where can I send that?
1820 Rise Drive.
Okay, got it.
Oh, I have to.
80550?
80550, yeah.
Okay. All right, we're looking good. Phone number verified. Okay, good. Do you want me to hide this address?
Yeah, hide the address. And the phone number I want is actually 303.
Okay.
What number did you call me on? I have like three of them now.
I have the 253-000 or 0076.
No. No, the solar number is 303-328-9929.
Okay, 303-328-9929.
Yep, that's my business number for solar insurance and real estate.
And I'll just save this one in case I need to get a hold of you directly.
So that's my personal one. I'm glad to save that.
Okay. All right, so I got the business profile. Yeah, I won't advertise that anywhere. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I just know, well, when someone calls the 303 number,
mm-hmm.
it pops up a certain color, and I know it's business, so I know to answer it. When I just happen to answer your normal, I don't answer Auburn's phone numbers because you guys spoof the numbers. I don't normally answer those.
Oh,
I
wow.
I just happen to do that.
Yeah, I think it's just because of the voice-over internet system because we're calling you through the computer instead of a landline. But that 877
yeah,
number is our direct line.
Area code. My
yeah, that's interesting.
That.
That's a Google number. Okay. Let me update this. All right. So I got your business profile set up. Now, I'll take the billing information from you. And then, again, we're not going to process this. The plan is to circle back with you this afternoon and actually get the one that you could process. But I'm going to use this one.
Yeah, the one I'm going to give to you is to start processing on the first. Because I'll pay that one out of my insurance commission.
Okay, hold on. So we're going to get this one. Okay, I'm going to use this to post-date it. We're not going to run it. We're going to get the first payment from your buddy this afternoon. Okay. And then for the future billing, what I'm going to do is because I'm going to process the first one, it's usually set up. If I set it up on the 24th, it's going to process on the 24th. So what I'm going to have to do after we get your buddy's payment here and secure the first month, send you the invoices and everything in the outline of the agreement, but I'm going to push your billing out a week. So that way you don't get charged again until June 1st on this card that you're going to give me right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're clear. All right, I'm ready for the card.
That's what
I'm ready for
to do. But,
okay.
But
I just wanted
to
make sure.
For certain advertising, so it's his turn, but and I'm fine with that. But
it's his turn. All right, I'm ready for you.
It's 4985.
4985.
0311. 0311.
Okay. Well, wait, 4985-0311, okay?
Yep, 2294.
2294.
6177.
6177. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
He's going to get $1,000 out of every solar deal, so he's
yeah.
going to pay the stupid fee.
He had four times his money right off the first one. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's just how he has things that he does, and we split the income, and he gets the bulk of it, and I get a little finder's fee, but it's just kind of how we do things. So just to keep both of us honest.
Mm-hmm. And the billing information on this one is the same as the street address they're sending your Google PIN? The
1820? Yeah, 1820.
Okay,
yeah.
What's the expiration date, month, and year?
Jesus Christ, I already put it away.
Yeah, I want to make sure I got this all the proper information in here before I start.
0128, and then the CVC is 182.
182, okay. And then this one will be June 1st. Okay, and then I'm going to put this information down just to hold the spot. And then what time should I circle back with you this afternoon to actually get
About 4 o'clock. About 4 o'clock mountain time, my time.
Okay. Well, that leads another
I'm
question.
I'm going to text him. I'm going to text him and just tell him to give me the number.
Okay.
And I'll either text you and tell you I have it. I'm just giving you 4 o'clock as a general
okay.
time.
Yeah, you could always text me prior to then, and I could call you back, and then we could set it up. But I'm gonna set a call to reach out to you at 4 o'clock Mountain Standard Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
And then
and I can and like let's say I let this run for 3 months, and I get no deals out of it. I can cancel it, or am I stuck?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that wouldn't happen, but you could cancel at any time. There's no penalty or anything like that. There's no cancellation. Everybody that's up there is coming back on their own each month.
Yeah, no. I get it. You know, it takes a while to get things going, so I'm not like, hey, I better have something this week, but...
Yeah,
you know,
Rome wasn't built in a day. Oh, but it's worth it. Yeah, I said Rome wasn't built in a day, but it's worth it. You know, it's worth every penny. Google advertising, if you do a little research into it, especially even for solar, it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 15 years. I mean, I don't know how businesses function nowadays without being on the first page of Google.
Well,
you're kind of resorting to like old school methods usually. I mean, I know for you explained to me how you've been getting them, but you know, a regular solar.
Well, no, but like
that'd be a lot.
But
a lot
like for insurance, right? But the way insurance works, so I get a salary from insurance, and the way it works, plus commission. And the way it works is like after a year, everything that's been on there, it drops off. Well, so I'm actually at like a negative 40. So I got to make up those 40 items in a policy. Plus add new ones.
Wow, okay.
So I end up actually like do a lot of cold calling and door knocking.
Yeah, that's rough. That's brutal, you know?
Yeah.
Because this is people who are already looking for it, you know? So it's like by the time they call you, it's basically a fish in a barrel.
Yeah, so if this works, I'm going to turn around and say, hey, what areas are open for real estate agents and insurance agents?
Okay. Yeah, I can actually put you on the qualified candidates list for this service area for both real estate and insurance. And then we'll obviously, since you're already a client of ours, you know, we'll follow up with you and we could set up separate profiles for that as well.
Are those different prices or the platinum price, no matter what?
I'll work with you. You know, the whole point of me giving you this pricing structure was to try to, because I see potential for this to be something bigger. Like you're saying, it's either going to be other industries that we're running campaigns on, or we're going to expand with this one. So, you know, I'll work with you, you know. That's really the end goal.
You can go to the Mac and Ash, MacNash, LLC.com website. You can see that, you know, we don't want to just stay in this. We eventually want to do, like, become business services, and we want to do, like, credit repair with the real estate, you know, so we want to basically, I think we have a relationship with people to do business as far as, like, cleaning high-rises, so we want to be able to grow every single one of them.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm going to pull the site up here. I'll go over it once we get off the line here. I know you're trying to drive over to that job. But I have a callback.
I'm going to get my oil changed.
Oh, your oil changed. That's what it was. I thought it was a job.
Yeah, my daughter's light came on in her car, and you know the oil fairy has to come take care of it.
Yeah, I know how that goes. You know, I always get my oil changes off of Groupon, believe it or not. I always hop on there. They always have a deal at one of... Yeah, if you go to Groupon.com, you ever heard of that?
Oh, no, we have an account at Les Schwab, so I just bring it there, and then I don't have to pay for it right away.
Oh, I got you.
Always cash is king, right? So, you know, finance your life, that's what they want you to.
Yeah, I always do it quick. I have a Toyota 4Runner. It's like a 2016, so it's still kind of like a little older, but I own it, so I just go there, get half price off Groupon, and have them do it every 3 to 5.
Right. I still have a payment. It's a 2020 Corolla, and I still have a payment.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. Well, you kind of want that for your daughter, though. You want her to make sure she's got a reliable car. Me, I'm like, if something happens, more than likely I could fix it myself.
Most of the time I tell her, like, just take the Les Schwab and get it done. You don't have to pay for anything. You're 18. You know, mom and dad still pay for it, but she just didn't do it this time.
Yeah, but you know how it is when you send her over there, they're going to be trying to sell her things. Oh, you want this filter? You want this?
No, she's a gearhead. She don't put up with that shit.
Oh, she knows already, huh?
No, she is. Yeah, she knows more about it than I do. She won't put up with it.
I feel like me, I could just shut them down. Like, nah, dude, I'm good, you know? But I feel like if they see a woman come in there by herself, then they're like, you know, this guy, they try to sell her everything.
No, her other car is a 2003 Mustang GT that convertible that she geeks out on and works on.
Nice.
So
yeah,
that's where all her money goes. I don't pay for that.
One of my very first cars was a 1994 a white convertible Mustang GT. It was
same body style.
Yeah, it was a V8, and that thing was awesome. But I used to get all kinds of tickets.
But they're not 5.0s anymore. They're 4.6 liters, so you had a true 5.0.
Yeah, that thing was killer. I used to pull up on Beamers and stuff on PCH Highway in California, and come on, you want to go? And I would dust them. Yeah, especially with the ragtop. Yep. The thing was so light, it would just take off. But yeah, I got in a lot of trouble with that one. I went to an SUV after that, and I never looked back.
Well, I'm about to drop my car off, man, so just send me what I need. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I'm looking forward to making some money, dude.
Yes, I will talk to you this afternoon. We're going to have to schedule a client interview for tomorrow this afternoon, but I'll go over that with you then, okay?
Oh, interview? You're going to take my money and they're going to be like, yeah, this dude's cool, and that's it, so we're good.
No, we got to interview you. We got to customize the campaign, make sure we're representing you properly and the right thing. So I'll schedule that with you this afternoon at 4.
All right, cool.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye.